Hi guys, welcome back to the podcast. All right, so let's smash another incredible podcast episode here before Blair wakes up from her nap. I already ate lunch and had my tea, so we'll see how long I have before she wakes up. But I wanted to talk to you about how can you stop putting out fires and stop having your life feel like you're constantly on the go putting out fires and there's no time, there's no space. And how that topic came up to me, I was listening to a podcast episode and they were talking about reacting. And it reminded me of the book from Stephen Covey. I think it's called The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People or something like that. And the book is so much less about habits. Like, it's so not what I thought it was going to be based off of the name. If you're looking for a book that really helps you with like your habits and like stacking habits and stuff like that, I highly recommend Atomic Habits by James Clear. I read that book every single year as I implement new routines and as my life changes. And actually, I feel like it's time for me to read it again this year so I can implement new routine and new habits as a mama. But yeah, that's not what I want to talk about. I want to talk to you about putting out fires, right? So most of people walk through life constantly feeling like their life is a roller coaster. Like, they're constantly on the go, constantly running and rushing. And I actually have felt this way in the last few days. I felt like I was rushing through Blair Awake's window so that I would nurse her and change her and burp her and then, you know, do quickly tummy time and then do some rolling and do this and do that. And then, like, that was the end of the Awake window. And then I had to put her back into her marshmallow suit to go nap. And then I was rushing during her naps, which are, you know, 45 to maybe 60 minutes sometimes. A few times she already had like an hour and a half. So those are the windows that I have to do things, and I would be rushing, like, okay, let's quickly shower and brush my teeth and wash my face and put my contact lenses in. Okay, I still have time. Okay, let's put some clothes on and deodorant and let me respond to my clients and let me create a podcast really quickly. And it just felt so freaking rushed until the point when Zach comes home and then I have client calls or I had podcast interviews. So it just felt like it was just like bam, 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 bam. And I felt the stress in my body, in my chest. And like, even just talking about this, I'm like, oh, I'm gonna hyperventilate, right? And how many of us go through life like this, especially if you have kids? Like, you guys, I don't know what I was doing all day before I had a kid. But for all of you mamas, I always had a huge respect, and now I'm like, oh my god, this is insane, right? But the thing is, even though I have a child and it's, I would say my life is a little higher paced than it was before and it's fuller than it was before, I want to feel good and joyful and chill and relaxed in my life. And on my birthday, I was wearing actually the same shirt, that the waffle shirt that I've been wearing like 3 times a week, because I love it. I just love how it feels on my body and how I look in it. Like, it makes me feel so cool and relaxed. I was wearing it on my birthday the first half of the day of my birthday. I was wearing that shirt, and then one of the gifts that I received from Zach, from my husband, were these like cool sunglasses. And then I played the happy birthday song from Kygo, and I was just like, this is the vibe of the year. Like, I am committed to being this cool, chill, lean back mom. Like, I've got this. Right? And because I know how our mind and our subconscious mind and our conscious mind work and how they either go together and it's like, oh, they're walking off to the sunset so happily forever and ever and ever, or they're constantly fighting like 2 5-year-olds. So I knew that just starting with that decision is going to take some reprogramming. And why I'm saying this is because I want you to know that if you are running through your life and it feels like you are often, maybe not even all the time, but often you are like rushing, and if you stop and you check in with yourself, you would actually feel that pressure and that stress on your chest, on your heart. You feel like maybe you're like having a hard time breathing. Just stop right now. Take a few deep breaths. Breathe into your nose. Breathe out of your mouth, okay? You're okay. You're safe. It's okay to slow down. It's okay to here and there lean back. You're safe. You're supported. And it's safe to be this chill, lean back mom. And even if you're not a mom, it's safe to be this chill, lean back person. Now, does it mean that we are just going to lean back and do nothing? Absolutely not. But what I want to help you bring forth is to stop feeling like you're constantly, like you're in a rat race. You're constantly just rushing from one thing to another thing to another thing, and the list never freaking ends. Because in the book, Seven Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey, one of the things that I really loved from that book, and that's why I would recommend you to read at least a part of it, maybe not the whole thing. In my opinion, it was a little dry, but there were some really good parts that I found valuable. And it was, he was talking about how most of people go through life putting out fires, dealing with the things that are urgent, but not important. Okay, so let me kind of backtrack and explain what I mean by that and what he meant by that. So urgent things are the things that pop up. The, oh my gosh, I need to wash these sheets. I need to put away laundry. The house is a mess. I need to quickly respond to all of these messages. Oh my gosh, my mom called me. Okay, I need to call her back. Oh, I need to make this medical appointment. Ooh, and like, you're just like going through life, responding to the things that are thrown at you as they are thrown at you. And it feels like you're just like rushing constantly, and it feels like you're putting out fires. The important things are the things that are actually in the long term, that's what really matters to you. Those are the things that when you get to the end of your days, you want to look back and be like, yes, I nailed it. So maybe that would be building your business, right? Creating a successful business. Maybe that's your health. Maybe you have like really important health goals. Maybe that is the type of mom that you want to be, right? The type of person you want to be. So like, these are the things that are important. Or even maybe you want to, like, you see yourself that your relationship is the one that lasts until you both are old and wrinkly and you're still playing in the snow together because you are just so in love with each other and with life. Like, maybe these are the things that are truly, when you're super honest with yourself, like, these are the things that matter to you. These are the things that are important. But how most people spend their days and their lives is that they wake up and they do this. Oh my gosh, I need to clean the dishes. Okay, let me feed the baby. I need to toss the laundry in. I need to do this. And then they get to the end of the day and realize, oh, I didn't show up for my business. I'm so tired. I don't have any energy to work out. I didn't even speak to my spouse. Does that sound familiar? Right? This is what he calls, we spend our time doing things that are urgent but not important. And that's how majority of people go through life. And the thing is, it feels harmless on a day-to-day basis. It feels, well, I needed to do this. I needed to put away the dishes. I needed to clean the house. I needed to put away the laundry. I needed to talk to my mom about whatever. And the thing is, yes, one day, it's completely harmless. But how we live our days is how we live our lives. And if how you spend your days and the distribution of your time does not correspond with your values, first of all, you're going to be constantly upset, frustrated, and you're every year you're gonna get to the end of the year and you're like, holy crap, how is this year over? I didn't even do anything that I really wanted to do. How did I spend my time? What did I do? And I truly want you to do like a little time audit of like, where am I spending most of my time? How come I am not hitting the goals, or how come I am not achieving the things that are truly important to me? It's because most likely you are spending most of your time trying to put out all of these fires, because it feels like, oh my gosh, if I don't, this is going to be terrible. And you don't prioritize the things that are not urgent, but very important. Writing a book, it's not urgent, but it is so important to you. Growing your following on Instagram or TikTok, it's not urgent, but it's important if you want to grow up a community, right? Starting your business or putting the work into your business and growing your business and selling your programs or selling your coaching or selling whatever you're selling, maybe it's not urgent because you get your bills paid, but it is important. Sure, talking to your spouse about your dreams and desires and how you feel in the relationship might not be urgent. Maybe you're just fine, but it truly is important. So if you're feeling like there's this rat race that you are part of and you're like, oh my God, I've been spending most of my days washing the dishes, like just putting out fires. I'm using the dishes because I found that like that's the most common example that I see. And you're like, this is not what I want my life to be about. I don't want this to be the majority of my days, hence the majority of my life. Ask yourself, what are truly the important things that matter to you? And distribute your time based off of your values accordingly. Now, you might be thinking, but I first need to finish all of these things so that I have the time and the space to do this. And I am here to tell you, no, you don't. Sure, there are things like feed your child. That is urgent and that is actually important for the long term, right? But it's up to you to say, okay, I am done feeling this stressed, this all over the place and running around like a headless chicken. I am going to sit here for a bit. I'm going to breathe. I'm going to let my nervous system calm down. Stop being in this fight or flight mode that is not serving me. That's not making me efficient. It's not making me productive. It's not contributing to the outcomes that I want to create in my life and in my days. And I am going to do whatever I need to do to feel the release, to feel the weight of my shoulders just gonna go away, right? Like the weight of your shoulders on your shoulders is just like releasing and going away. Your body is clearing up. I wasn't planning really doing this like little visualization here, but I want you to do this for you, whatever that means. And maybe that means that for one day or for half day or for 2 hours, instead of spending that nap time rushing around and doing things, do the thing that feels so good. And if that is sitting in a rocking chair and drinking your tea and eating little piece of dark chocolate, so be freaking it. I promise you, when you pour into yourself, when you give yourself that permission to do this and you actually fill your cup, everything is going to fall into place. You are going to be more effective. You're going to be more efficient because your nervous system is going to be operating out of that chill, I've got this energy, because you're going to have a full tank of emotional capacity. It's not just about your physical capacity. Emotional capacity is huge. and you'll be able to nail it. And I promise you, you'll be a better entrepreneur, you'll be a better mom, you'll be a better spouse, you'll be a better daughter, because you will have the mental space for it. And everything else is going to fall into place. And if that means that one day, instead of putting away the dishes 3 times in that day, you're just gonna put them into the dishwasher 10 minutes before you go to bed, so be it. If that means that one day you just don't pick up the toys, so be it. If that means that one day you're not gonna do everything for everyone and you're actually going to pour into yourself, so be it. Your house is going to be fine. Your laundry is gonna be fine. Your dishes are gonna be fine. Your partner is gonna be fine. Your kids are going to be fine. Everyone is going to be okay. Okay? So it's up to you to stop and say, no more. I'm filling my own cup and I'm coming at this from a full cup of emotional capacity. And I'm going to start making choices so that however I spend my time in my days aligns with the outcomes that I want to have in the bigger picture. I know so many things are so important when you are zoomed in, when you're right there. Zoom out. The best advice I can give you is to zoom out and look at the bigger picture of what you want. This will make every single decision so much easier. You know, I don't have a lot of priorities, but a couple of my priorities, to give you an example, is I want to be a present mom. And I want to be a happy mom. I want to be a successful entrepreneur. And I want to get to the end of our youth with my husband. And I still want to be married. And I still want to be in love. And I still want us to have the best time of our lives together. These, I would say, are the 3 most important things right now in the season that I'm in. It can change, it can be different in 5 years, I don't know. But right now, those are my values. So what that means is that when my daughter has her awake windows, instead of rushing to get through the checklist of everything that you need to do with a baby, I choose just being present and smiling at each other and just being there. Honestly, it makes me so happy. And it makes her so happy. So therefore, that is useful. That is valuable to her growth. And for mine too. Second thing, my business. I want to continue thriving in my business and more and more and more. And I want to create multiple streams of income through my business, or maybe multiple. So I need to prioritize doing the things that are the most fun for me, and the things like they bring me pleasure. I'm not pressuring myself into doing something that I hate or I don't want to do. And 2, the things that are the most, they have the biggest ROI, return on my investment of time. So that's why I've been recording so many podcasts, because I love, love, love podcasts. I believe they're so valuable. I personally love podcasts and they have helped me so much on my journey, like all kinds of different podcasts. I love podcasts. So that's where I spend a lot of my time. Instagram. I spend a lot of my time on Instagram because that's the place where I see another huge return on investment. So these are my priorities as far as the business goes. And 3, my relationship. I might not be able to have, you know, every evening long chats with my partner. It's just not happening right now, the season that we're in. However, I do make it a point that when we have a moment and we talk, I am fully there. I put away my phone and I'm fully present and I listen. And I make it a point. We make it a point that every single month we go out for a date night. We go out somewhere and we take Blair with us and it's totally fine. But we go out to to still be in the habit of going out and taking each other out and dressing up nicely. And we also make it a point to have like at least some time together when we are present. Like, for example, this past weekend we played Monopoly and it was just so fun to do something so simple and mindless. And we check in with each other, I would say every week, like, hey, how are you feeling? How are you doing? How are you doing with the load, your workload and the baby load and all of that stuff? Where do you feel unsupported? Where do you feel like you're good supported, etc.? What needs to be changed? What needs to be shifted, right? The same way with our intimate life. Like, that might not be number one priority right now, but it's still a priority, right? It's about that intentionality and choosing, okay, how do I make sure that the way that I spend my time aligns with my long-term values, long-term priorities, with the things that are truly are important to me. Okay, I don't know if you guys noticed, but throughout this entire episode, at first, when I was describing the rat race, I was really going through how I felt in the past few days. And I don't know if you could notice, but my energy was like that, scattered all over the place, kind of like that headless chicken, right? And as I walk you through it, because it's such a reminder to me, and it's something that's actually a part of my normal life, I'm just sharing it as it came up, I calmed myself down. I soothed myself. Partly because I am right now, by recording a podcast, I am filling my own cup. I love doing this. Not to mention, you know, there's that coaching aspect with it, which also I love. And then, as I was describing to you, my values and the things that are important to me, it's like from all of a sudden, I could feel all of that pressure, all of that like fight and flight reaction, all those stress hormones just going away, because truly, this is all that matters to me right now. So now the question is, what are your three big priorities? I know you might have more, but narrow down to three. And these three things that are truly the most important to you should be reflected on how much time you spend on it. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I want to know if you've been feeling stressed out lately, if you feel like you've been running around, if you do feel like you're in that rat race, and you just caught yourself and you're like, damn, I don't want to do this. Share with me your priorities. Like, what are your number one, two, three priorities and values right now? What are the things that are truly important to you? Share me how this episode helped you. Share with me how this episode helped you. I'm recording pretty raw, open. I rarely pause, only when I have to get Blair. So this is unscripted and unedited. You literally hear how it works in my brain. So I hope that you guys enjoy it. I love hearing from you. Send me a message on Instagram at xokdecker if you listen to this episode. It always makes my day. And I love you, and I'll talk to you in the next one. Bye!